If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Starlin Castro in the news as Cubs manager Joe Maddon revealed on his show this past hour that Castro today will take early fielding practice at second base and very soon will do the same at third base. All of this after he lost his starting shortstop role to Addison Russell. The Cubs host Milwaukee tonight with Dan Herron on the mound. Meanwhile, the White Sox take on the Angels again over at U.S. Cellular. Carlos Rodon on the mound for the Southsiders. And up in Milwaukee, Doug Melvin is moving from his GM job to an advisory role, which sounds like an open invitation to Dave Dombrowski to maybe audition for that job. And in football, New York Jet quarterback Geno Smith is out 6 to 10 weeks after having his jaw broken in a fight this morning with linebacker IKNM Kabali, who was promptly released by the team. By the way, that was a sucker punch against Smith in the locker room. And the NFL draft will be in Chicago again next season with other details still to be worked out. Do you think you know fantasy football? If so, then the Score and Bud Light want you to come on out to Emerald Isle in Chicago from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday night to audition to be the next 2015 Bud Light fantasy football expert on the Score. It's brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, David Schuster. David had updates all day long with us here on 670 The Score. Thank you to Zach Zabin for sitting in for Jason Goff. Fun to do it, Zach.
I had a blast, man.
Good,
and
man.
No one punched anybody out here on the practice field or in the locker room.
I appreciate when the Jets set the bar for what is acceptable coming out of a football camp, because now everybody's a success.
You think Brandon Marshall's going, what in the world
Wait
is wrong with this locker
I
room?
I just said success. That means I'm going to get fired by the Blackhawks and Comcast Sports.
Uh-oh. I let it pass.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Thank you to Zach Zabin for sitting in. Thank you to our guest today, Bob Laguerre from the Daily Herald. And he taught me a little bit about bags immediately following at our bags, our little bags display over here in front of the tent. Thank you to Hub Arkish, who came by a little bit later. Joe Maddon joined us for his regular Tuesday at noon segment. And then Bears safety Ryan Mundy right there joined us. Thank you to Dominic out here doing a hell of a job engineering. Appreciate it very much. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. All of the folks in promotions, thank you so much. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski, the best there is. Thank you also to Kevin Zipak and Brendan McCaffrey. Right now we go to Boers and Bernstein. I'm told Terry is back today. That is exciting.
You're told correctly.
Yes, I am.
A lot of things have gone on, Terry. I don't know if you heard it.
Only briefly. Dan Bernstein sent me enough to get me caught up. But when I go, I go. I don't, I unhook. Not unhinge.
Uh-huh.
I just unhook.
No, you're off the hook. You're unhinged on the air, which
yes.
is what we like.
No doubt.
Frankly.
No doubt. But I don't want to, even when I'm sitting in a sports book where they're all betting baseball games, you can't help but hear them. But it's still not really, I'm not really paying attention. Does that make sense to you or not?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't want to hear it.
And nor should you. I appreciate that. Well, here's what you need to know about the Cubs thing. And, of course, there's some other things that have happened. But it's the playoffs already. Every game. Every game. It's the playoffs. It's a playoff atmosphere. You got a manager who's playing the very best people that he can possibly at every position. He's playing to win every damn day.
It's go time. You got to love hearing that. Mm-hmm. After what you've had to watch for the last 5 years, every game matters, and you have a manager who's telling you that it matters. Very direct with us, very direct with them, and if you're not performing up to par, adios.
Sit down.
And we had the column at the Cubs kids are disappointing. Have we had another one of those yet?
They're all busts, yeah.
They're all busts. Is that not, that's not being written now?
Yeah, I don't understand the plan, and they're all busts.
I don't understand the plan, and they're all busts.
No, I didn't see that. I did see one the other day, though. From one of the Ricks, I think it was Tellender, who said, boy, this could be the worst thing ever to happen to a Chicago sports star in regards to the Patrick Kane thing. He kept writing it as, boy, this could be the worst thing ever to happen to somebody.
To.
Yes,
happen to.
Yeah, right. Yep.
But it doesn't always work because it's worked, and thankfully for them, Theo and Jed, they seem to have gotten it right, and it's working. But the Bulls try to do this, guys, after the dynasty years. And it did not work.
No,
and it got ugly.
No, it's kind of not the same.
Right?
But think about it. It started with Elton Brand and Ron Artest, and then that got turned into Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry.
Can't miss those
two. And then
two.
There was a Dalibor Bagarić in the middle there, and a Dragan Tarlach. I mean, when it goes...
Oh, you're making my stomach awful.
That's why
I didn't even drop a Cornell David on you.
David was part of the mix.
Eddie Curry's still sitting in my old driveway.
He's still
and
getting
Tyson
paid.
Tyson Chandler's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but back then he wasn't. No,
he was not.
But he's
had his career since then pretty damn solid.
Look at his defensive win shares.
Hey, he's an all-time energy and defense.
Look at his defensive win shares.
I'm good.
Really? You're going to make that argument?
I'm just saying. Somebody showed it to me, and I had the same reaction. I said, what are you talking about?
Defensive win.
I said, that's absolutely ridiculous. And then he sort of tracked the teams that he's been on, what he's meant defensively to teams. I mean, a decidedly unsexy game. There's nothing about his game that's aesthetically pleasing, but the guy's been an important part of some really good teams. Defensive contribution has been phenomenal.
And the thing about the Basketball Hall of Fame is it can't be that tough when you look at some of the guys in there.
No, it's sort of like the Mark Belanger argument that's being made for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
In the basketball, they make it in.
Well, because basketball, you don't even know, because it's not NBA.
These guys, it's all their
international experience, right. Everything else they've done in college.
Who smoked more cigarettes, Mark Belanger or Tyson Chandler?
You know, I was never around, I'm too young to be around Belanger. Was he all-time smoky?
Oh, one of the great smokers in the history of Orioles shortstop.
But wait, you're younger than I am. How do you know?
Because I talk to people and I ask the interesting things.
I
work out and did your life
good. I did not know that Belanger was one of those guys.
Belanger was like every time, if he wasn't hitting in the inning when he came off the field, he was smoking.
Well, even when he was up, he wasn't hitting.
No, he didn't hit very much.
Say batting.
But he had the boarding house reach.
I would love to. I wonder if there's video out there of Belanger.
I think that's illegal now.
Oh, yeah, I think so, Terry. Belanger out there hitting 215, swinging the bat with a cigarette hanging off his bottom lip.
He might as well have been.
but here's the thing. So we got to this discussion. The Bulls failed to, when they tried to rebuild and start from scratch, it was a horrendous experiment and it never materialized. And then you look at the Cubs, they may be good and good for a while, but you know what? They're doing what the Detroit Tigers did, and there's no guarantee that you're going to win a championship doing this.
Nobody said there was. And nobody guaranteed anything.
But you're going to be in the picture every year. For a while now.
That's a red herring to say there's no guarantee because that was always understood, assumed, and stated.
Right. You know what it is, too, and it's like, When you think back to the other prospects who maybe were supposed to do something, if you really want to be silly enough to compare past prospects and past regimes and all that, Corey Patterson was basically alone. Felix P.A. was a top 100 guy, and I think at the time there might have been one or two other top 200 guys.
All that stuff is better now.
Right.
You can't pump and dump anymore. Yeah. You can't sleep guys through.
Right, yeah. And you have an onslaught of guys. If it's not one guy, it's this guy. If it's not this guy, it's that guy. Anybody see what Albert Almora has been doing the last 2 months at AA? He's starting to be patient, by the way.
There's actually, it's funny that a listener who does some amateur analytics on the side sent me an extended piece about the upswing in Alberto Almora's understanding of double-A pitching and what it looks like to statistically model this change and how significant it could be. Because his makeup is off the charts. What they say about his maturity.
Maturity and his defense.
And if he becomes a part of this outfield, if you're talking about him there, that's... Then something
I've been waiting for.
Crazy's going on.
Well, but look how many you have as it stands now. If Bryant is going to keep swinging away at stuff out of the zone, maybe Soler's having a hot streak. You know, Schwarber is here to do some hitting while Russell might be struggling. I mean, you've got so many.
Yeah,
now.
But it's so weird. They have a .240 batting average, right? There are only two teams in baseball whose batting averages are worse.
What's their OBP?
Yes, exactly. They just find